This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, along with his vice president and other senior officials, flew out of Afghanistan on Sunday, setting the stage for a Taliban insurgents to regain power in the country 20 years after they were ousted by a U.S.-led military invasion. Meanwhile, governments worldwide were scrambling Sunday to react to the Taliban takeover of the Afghan capital. It was the last city to fall to the militants in a week-long blitz across the country. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson called on Western nations to work together to address the situation in Afghanistan as the Taliban insurgency took control of the capital, Kabul. One issue is how to handle Afghan refugees. Britain has stated its commitment to accepting refugees from Afghanistan who aided British forces over the past 20 years. The United States has also committed to housing Afghans who have served as translators and otherwise aided U.S. military efforts in the country. However, Washington is seeking partner countries to take in at-risk Afghans while their applications are being processed. Albania and Kosovo said Sunday they will accept some Afghans waiting on visas to the United States. The United States also said it's sending additional staff to Qatar, where many Afghan refugees are being processed. Meanwhile, Afghanistan's neighbors, Pakistan and Iran, have both expressed concern over the current situation. Pakistan's foreign minister said on national television, Pakistan cannot accept any more Afghan refugees and is continuing to work on fencing along its border with Afghanistan. Iranian state media reports the government has set up hundreds of tents in three regions bordering Afghanistan, but it also said it expects refugees to return home when the situation improves. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.